afforded all the taxes that are included now, which is basically your plan, and you didn't say yes.
I don't afford any taxes. I'm just saying that there's an array of options that we need to have available to us. That's all.
But you do support the taxes that they mentioned in there, the array of options that you suggested, don't you?
I don't support them. What I'm suggesting is that we need an array of options to get through this, depending on what the state gives us to do it.
If they don't give you an option, you're not going to recommend the city council.
Right.
I don't want them, but we have to. If we have to fill the gap on the CIB, if we have an array of options, there's some I prefer more than others, and there's no question about that.
Is there any way you think this can be paid for without raising taxes?
Depends what the State House does, but it doesn't look likely.
So then, by the fact, you'd have to support some
tax increases, car rental, hotel, all those ticket taxes. We've always talked about.
You would support over other taxes. Those are the ones you came up with.
Mr. Mayor, what about
the overall number, though, that we have to get to?
Yeah, but some talk about maybe refinancing, maybe some of the debt on Lucas Oil that may free up a few million dollars.
Yeah.
And has there been any discussions in that area?
A little bit, but I'm not sure what that'd be a viable option with the state at the moment. We'll have to see what comes out of this.
Do you have any recent discussions with the Colts, particularly about this latest memo they've put out and what role they should be playing in solving this?
I talk to the Colts fairly often, so sure, yeah.
Sense that they're going to agree to partake in the solution?
I think the talks have been, I characterize them as positive at the moment, sure.
They're pretty definitive in their statement, though, it seemed like.
Well, there are other ways to help besides the lease, so.
What were those?
What could they do?
Well, they could do lots of things. They could provide other money outside of the lease. I mean, they could do other things. I'm not going to tell them what they need to be doing. I'm with everybody else here that I think everybody who needs to contribute some here.
I think hesitant about opening the lease because of the precedent that would send.
I think the precedent that it would set. Anybody who signs an agreement with the city, it would probably send a chill down their spine, saying, "Oh my God!" A few months later, they're going to come back and do this. That is, every business person I've talked to says exactly the same thing.
How do you sense that hearing went, sitting on the hot seat for a while?
It's okay. I mean, it's all right. I mean, I know what some are trying to do. I'm just trying to say what we need to say, and I just tell them honestly how I feel about it, and that's it. If they ask questions, I'll answer the best I can.
Somebody said that one of your answers was a Mark McGuire answer. I wondered if it's difficult to kind of walk the line of dealing with the General Assembly and then having to turn around and also dealing with your own city.
Well, I don't know about that's poor characterization. I think I don't. I know some people want me to say this, and this, but the fact is I need the wide array. I mean, I know what they're trying to do in there, but that's okay. I mean, I'm just very honest about that. I mean that sincerely. If I didn't, I wouldn't say it.
Mr. Mayor, has anybody just come out and just told the Colts and Pacers directly, hey, from you guys we need X millions of dollars. From you guys we need X millions of dollars. And if you're not going to do it, just go ahead and tell us no so we can go move on and do other stuff.
I wouldn't say it's been that direct, but they've been talked to repeatedly. So, sure.
Are you concerned that the hesitancy from the city county council to embrace this array of options could undermine the chances of getting the options in the first place in the General Assembly?
Well, I think that's why we're asking for the wide array so that we can work with the council. And because you got to understand how I see this, and I've been saying this for months. This is about the hospitality convention business. That's what this is all about. And whatever we need to do, short of a broad-based income or a property tax increase, I go there. We need to do what we can to save that. Now, we can't increase, this tax or this tax to the point where we hurt that business, and I think what we've tried to craft does that, but I think, I'm hoping that I got across to them that an expansion of the PSDA would really help, and because all those facilities really contribute to the convention business, and if we can maintain the vitality of the convention business, and I do believe we're on the cusp of an expansion, then state sales tax revenues will increase.
But if I'm a state lawmaker, why would I vote for a tax increase not knowing that the local body will actually implement it? I mean, what's the incentive for me to...
You mean for these guys?
Right.
So that we have the option to solve it.
But do you understand that question? Because they're basically going on the political limb.
No, they're not. No, they're not. They're not raised. No, they're not going on a political limb.
I don't think anyone would come back.
No, they're just saying here, you can do this. I mean, a lot of people think we should have fiscal home rule. So,
have you talked about the Circle Center piece that Hume was talking about, have you proposed that before?
I haven't specifically proposed that, but we have proposed expanding the PSDA.
I mean,
and that's been part. I mean, we've talked.
That would be a pretty huge
formal presentation.
Yeah.
No, but have we talked to them about it? Absolutely.
Okay.
Expanding it to what? You mentioned Circle Center. Everyone's
mentioned Circle Center. All the hotels with gerbil tubes into the convention center make a lot of sense. Those sorts of things make sense to me.
You have been talking about the convention business, you know, for months, like you said. Can you draw a clear parallel, though, or a clear line between the Pacers and the Colts and that convention business?
They bring people downtown, which increases the retail business and keeps all of the retail business, helps keep the retail business alive, which is a part of why conventions come here. The other piece of this, and I mean that I'm here, the Colts give us national recognition. The Pacers give us international recognition. Now, you may not see that here, but I'm here to tell you they do. They give us international recognition because the larger countries around the world understand the NBA and they watch it. I'm in Hangzhou, China, and the first thing the reporter comes up and asks me is, Yao Ming's my favorite player, but my second favorite player is Danny Granger. What about him? Who would think that in Hangzhou, China?
Do you think, Mr. Mayor, that with the gravity of the situation with the CIB and the $47 million, that maybe as soon as you folks found out way on, just come on out and tell the public, oh my gosh, we had no idea it was this bad, everybody kind of just brace yourself, maybe do a bit more on the public side of things as opposed to just working with the lawmakers privately?
You know, and I know people try to call me out, but you got to know who your audience is. And I know who the audience is in this case. So, and that's who we're talking to is the audience. But at the same time, we had a mayor's night out. I talked to two neighborhood associations in a mayor's night out Monday through Wednesday tonight, and they want to talk about this clearly. I've talked about the CIB in the last three or four mayor's night out, I believe. So I've been out there in neighbors. I've been talking a lot about this out there. So, but you got to know who your audience is.
Public is not your audience.
I've been talking to the public in the audience.
Thanks. And who is your audience?
The honest right here was the State House. Yeah, we need these guys first, and so but we've been talking pretty publicly, I think.
Is there any way you would use an income tax that Taylor was talking about to help fund this?
I ruled out all broad-based income
you
and private tax.
You're talking about no way you would do that.
So you're confident you can get this resolved by next Wednesday?
I think something will happen by next Wednesday, so we'll see what that is.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.